Welcome to the Sunbird Sports Show with Paul Metters. Brought to you by Fresno Pacific University on 790 ESPN.
Welcome to the Sunbird Sports Show. Yes, it is on 790 ESPN. I am your host, Paul Metters, live here at the 1430 ESPN studios on Palm Avenue, just across from Bullard High School. We do this show every Wednesday from 6 to 7, shining a spotlight on Fresno Pacific University athletics. If you missed any of the past episodes, you can check them out on all the places that you listen to podcasts, Apple, Spotify, and YouTube as well. It is being recorded on YouTube right now. You can watch it live, and of course, you can go back and watch it later. It's track and field season, believe it or not, at Fresno Pacific University. Even though I equate track and field happening in the springtime, they had an indoor meet last week that we're going to hear all about. So we got some athletes in the house tonight. Gus Remlinger, he's a junior who played football at Fresno State. I remember watching that kid play at Buchanan High School. Excited to have him on the show today. He is running track at Fresno Pacific. He's doing sprints, so really excited to listen to his story. It's one that you definitely won't want to miss. We have Avril Mendoza. She runs the hurdles. And Brooklyn Epperly, she is a sophomore. She throws, and she is from Central High School. And I talked to her before the show started, and she said, yes, I am a Central Grizzly. We know that Central East changed their name to the Bengals, but she is a Central Grizzly forever. And we also have Coach Robert Foster on the show. This is his first time on the show. Really excited to hear from him as well. He's going to be in with both guests. We're going to hear from him for two segments. Before we get into our recap that we have every episode, here's some accomplishments from the track and field team from last season. Last season was one of the best in Fresno Pacific history, if not the best. So here are some fun facts from last year that they hope to carry in to this season. The men were 2025 Pac West champions. They had a phenomenal meet in the Pac West Championships, had a great season, one for the books for sure. The women, they were runners-up to Azusa Pacific. The women finished fourth place in NCAA Division II, while the men finished in 11th. There were two NCAA national champions in 2025. Overall, there were 13 Pac West champions in 2025 from Fresno Pacific University, and they are definitely hoping for more. So here's a recap from things that went on athletic-wise at Fresno Pacific University from last week. The men's and women's swim team traveled down to Pasadena on Saturday for a tri-meet hosted by Caltech with Whittier. The Sunbirds were no stranger to first place at that meet. Senior Jillian Lambert in the women's 100 free, women's 200 medley, and 200 free relay teams, as well as freshman Justin Furrer in the 200 backstroke. Furrer also delivered a handful of great performances beyond the win, earning him Raising Cane's Sunbird of the Week. The men's and women's basketball continued their home stretch. The women dropped one to Concordia Irvine Thursday before falling to Westmont on the road Saturday, but dominated Jessup just yesterday at home, winning 78-62, with San Joaquin Memorial local Sienna Evans dropping 24 points in that game. The men toppled Concordia Irvine 66-55 in a defensive clash, then fell to Westmont on the road and finished with an 84-81 loss to Jessup yesterday. In women's water polo, they officially opened their season up in Santa Clara with their pair of losses to Division I schools UC Davis and Santa Clara. Men's tennis, they also faced off against UC Davis up north, finishing 0-4 against the Aggies. Men's and women's track and field, who you're going to hear from in just a little bit, also officially opened their season this past weekend at the Nevada Invitational, hosted by Nevada Reno, and knocked off some rust with Shamar Palmer winning the 200 meter, Shane Bagley winning his first flight over the USC Pole Vault Summit, and Nadia Chance storming to victory in the 60 meters. Chance's efforts across the meet earned her Raising Cane's Sunbird of the Week honors. All right, so we're going to take a break right now, and we're going to hear from Coach Robert Foster and Gus Remlinger. You're listening to the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN.
Now, welcome back to the Sunbird Sports Show with Paul Metters. on 790 ESPN.
All right, welcome back to the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN. Track and field is here, believe it or not, and we are excited to talk to Coach Robert Foster at Fresno Pacific University and Gus Remlinger as well. He does sprints, and he's got a great story. I can't wait for you guys to hear his transition from a game called football to track and field. So that's going to be fun for everybody to listen to. Welcome to the show, guys. Thanks. How are you guys all doing?
Doing just fine.
Doing great.
Gus, you excited about this? You mentioned earlier, let's be honest, you're like, I'm pretty good at public speaking, but I've never really been interviewed before. That's kind of the opposite. So the interview part, this part's easy. The public speaking part is difficult.
I think I was just a little nervous just because, you know, I kind of knew coming in that question was going to be popped up of football to track. What's your story like? How did you get there? I think I was just a little nervous and also a little excited, though, to be able to kind of speak my mind and tell people what happened.
Yeah, I think people are really going to enjoy your story. Nevada Invitational last week, Coach, you were telling me about it. I read up on some of the scores and some of the times that your athletes had. First meet of the year, indoor meet. What did you like about your team performance? What were some of the expectations going in?
Team performance was great. My expectation was just go out and have fun and just let your work show. I just told them, you know, hey, we are not here to qualify for nationals for an indoor times, jumps, throws, but we're still here to kick some butt and have some fun doing that. So that was the expectation. Just go out, have some fun, and just show what you've been doing.
Who are some of the standouts? Who are you like really pleased with? Like you mentioned, go out and have some fun, but there were some pretty good marks out there.
Yeah, I think there was about four people that did not have a great day, but just about 95% of the team PR'd, ran or jumped or threw close to their PR or at their PR. The whole crew was a standout. I mean, the throwers, you know, they made some moves on the all-time list for FPU, our sprinter. I mean, it was just fantastic.
How many?
Can't wait.
How many athletes did you take? How many total went?
35 athletes. Yeah.
Gus, how do you think you performed? First of all, tell me what events you ran and your performance.
Yeah, so I ran the 60 meter and the 4x4 relay, 4x400 relay over the past weekend. I thought I did really good. Similar to what he said, Coach Foster. It's kind of just one of those opener meets. We're not trying to do nothing crazy. We don't, you know, officially run indoors. We don't have any championships, you know. You know, we wouldn't be good in, you know, May, April, right, when we were at Nationals. We got PacWest, we got Conference, stuff like that. So I'm not too worried about it. I did PR, though. Yeah, I executed a great race in the 4x4. I PR'd in the 60, so I can't ask much more than that, right? If I did better than I've ever done, then, you know, that's all I can ask for. I also did beat his son, which is just, you know, also my coach as well. So it's just one of those things. It's just, you know, like I said, go have fun. And it was sure
enough
a fun time.
It was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun. Yeah.
So you didn't go out and try to run your PR. It just happened.
Yeah. I just went out there to run and see what happens. And we'll be back very soon. So hopefully I can execute a little better and have some more fun.
So, Gus, you feel like right now, like you're in the best shape of your life? How do you feel going into this season? What does that look like for you right now?
Yeah, I feel great. I had a great off season. It's technically, if you really think about it, from high school to now, this is my first ever off season of doing just track. As a football guy, I was always doing football. And then even last season, I had come straight from extremely excruciatingly painful football off season, football season, and then straight to track. So I feel great. I'm really excited. I really can't ask much more. Like, it's been going really good.
Has it been difficult for you, Gus, to kind of adjust your workouts to feed into this part of a season in track and field? Obviously, you've been training in football your whole life, right? You get used to the summer and workouts, and then you hit it hard and you're hitting in the heat. Is it a little bit different running track and field at Fresno Pacific?
It's different for sure, but I don't know. I'm an athlete, and he's my coach, so I just listen to him at the end of the day. Like, that's what I that's what I'm meant to do. I'm here to do what's needed, nothing more, nothing less. And so I'm going to do what's asked of me every day, and I'm going to succeed with that.
Coach, let's talk about Gus for a little bit. When did you first meet him, and when you looked at him, you're like, dude, you're in good shape. You're a football guy. You're a sprinter. Like, we got something with you.
Well, he was recruited coming out of high school, but we knew he was a football guy, and he went did what he was going to do, go to football, and things didn't work out there, and I was very excited and glad when I got the call, and he came in January, and he's one of those just your natural leader. He works hard. Very disciplined, and those are the guys I like to have as the core guys around, you know, the younger athletes to develop them, to, you know, just to kind of lead them. He's not vocal all the time, but when he speaks, they listen, and it's fantastic. Love it.
Gus, do you feel like you lead more with how you prepare, your workouts, what you show on the track every day? More than words, or is it kind of go hand in hand? How do you see yourself as a leader?
I think I've gotten better with my words, but definitely the first. I'm a lead by example. I'm going to show you the way, and if you follow, then you're going to be in a really good spot. And if you ask me, then I'll definitely tell. But I definitely am something I've been trying to work on, especially this year, was being more vocal, being more of a leader, telling people before they ask. And I think I've done a better job, but, you know, there's always work to be done.
Goals for your year this year. Are you like, you have something up on right up at your dorm room? I don't know where you're living right now. Do you got inspirational verses? Do you have times that you want to accomplish? What's that look like for you?
Oh man, I got it all. If you see my bathroom mirror, it's about halfway full of so many different goals. I'm a big believer in goal setting and writing it down, speaking it out there. I probably have 30 different goals in mind, and every single one ties with each other. You know, I've got the big ones. I want to be a national champ. Not only just for myself, but for my team, because I know that's what we're capable of. I want to be a PacWest champ, not just for myself, but for my team. I want to hit times, obviously. I want to hit record books. I want to do all these things. I want to, you know, small goals even of just, you know, being on my diet. Make sure I'm doing everything needed when it comes to recovery. Make sure I'm doing everything needed, you know, being intentful and focused in training. So, you know, I want it all. And, you know, I seen the mentality question later, and I'll talk about that mentality, but it... what is mine, so.
Does that kind of fire you up, Coach, when you hear one of your athletes?
Of course, I got goosebumps right now. It's like, oh, line up, let's go, Gus.
So, it's, yeah, like, when you coach a guy like Gus, you know, what, how, you see it as a challenge, like you just want to mold this young man to be the best that he can be when you see and hear somebody like Gus, like what goes through your mind as far as like on the field?
Someone like Gus, he's going to be harder on himself than I will. So someone like him, I sometimes have to rein him back in, because with track and field, you can do too much. It's like there you work hard when it's time to work hard. You rest, recover, and all those things when it's time, because you can't go hard all the time, because you'll blow up, especially in his event. So a guy like him, I love it. And those are the guys I like to have around, because they're going to push that, you know, that envelope. And it's just, I understand that. And I just keep watch and just like, yeah, maybe today we'll get on the grass and we'll do this instead. Or, you know, just to kind of rein them in just a little bit so that they can keep going.
Gus, before we get into your story of transitioning from football to track and field, throw out some times, man. I want to hear some times to hold you accountable. What are your goals?
My goals in terms of times this year in the 100 meter, I plan on going 10-0. That's the goal there. In the 200, if I can break into the 20s, that, you know, that's an event I'm more uncomfortable in. Not necessarily my best thing, but if I can go 10-0, then I should be able to go 20. So that's that. And I don't run the open four, but I'll be on some 4x4, so I'm hoping to be able to split 46. That'd be some great for where I'm at.
All right, let's get some names out there, too. Who are your 4x teammates?
Teammates, right now in the 4x4, it's Shamar Palmer. Everybody knows who he is. Everybody loves him. New guy on the team from COS, Rome Johnson, and then as well as Jerome Brown.
All right, sounds like a squad right there. All right, so let's get into some nitty-gritty stuff with you here, Gus. Now, You know, I have another show on 1430 ESPN dedicated to high school sports. So I've been around the high school for a while, and I remember watching you out there playing for the Buchanan Bears. Remember you suiting up for Fresno State, seeing you on the roster. Hey, that's a name that that I definitely know. So just talk about what that was like for you going from Buchanan to Fresno State football, that whole experience, and then when you finally decided to go to Fresno Pacific.
Yeah, it's a long story. That's a, 3 years. So, you know, I'll try to keep it short and sweet as the best I can. Buchanan, loved it. Met, I think, in terms of the whole story in general, it's just lessons learned and relationships created. At Buchanan, I learned a lot of lessons. You know, I'm not one to say I was under-recruited or I didn't have enough opportunities because all I need is one. But I was only recruited by two coaches because, like Coach Foster said, a lot of the track coaches out there, after I started running fast, they're like, oh, he's a football guy. So I was blessed to be given two opportunities, one from Coach Tedford to play football and one from Coach Givens, who I don't believe he's at Campbell anymore, but that was my only two opportunities. Obviously, I had great coaches such as Coach Weaver. I'm so close with him. He's pushed me so far, and he's done so much for me. I can't put it any other way. At Fresno State, it's nothing but love there. Even after I left, it wasn't necessarily because, you know, I couldn't do it. I stopped loving football, man. I still love that sport. It's just circumstance and different situation. Everybody's a little different. So I ended up leaving there, but same thing goes is coaches like Coach Tedford, DB coach, Coach JD, Coach Baxter, their special teams coach, all those guys taught me lessons bigger than football, bigger than track, things I can use in any sport or any situation I'm in. And in terms of relationships with my teammates, you said it best earlier, like football, you're going to get close because it's hard, it's tough, it's rugged. Even after I had transferred, I had many of my ex-teammates from Fresno State come to my track meets, come to the ones at Fresno State, come to the one at FPU. I had a handful, 5 or 10 guys come and support, right? And so it's like those relationships, it's just something awesome. And like you said, when I did enter the portal, I must have shot out 200 emails, and Coach Winter and Coach Foster, they were quick to respond. I think they were the first. I think they responded on the same day. So and he said the same thing to me. He was like, I've known about you. I remember when you were in high school. You're fast. Let's do this thing. And he blessed me with an opportunity. He blessed me with belief. He blessed me with finances. That helped a lot. And he just showed that he wanted to invest in me. And that's the kind of coach I want. I knew he's capable of bringing me where I want to go, considering the other people he's coached. And so it was a no-brainer to stay home and keep running.
When did you know exactly, like, feeling good about yourself with Coach Foster, inviting you to Fresno Pacific, and Coach Winter, obviously, as well? But was there maybe a different moment? Because all that feels great. But when did it, like, really, really feel right for you? Was there a specific moment, maybe at practice, or maybe you meet, like, yeah, this is where I'm supposed to be right now?
Yeah, I think there's two specific moments. The one that led me to entering the portal was a long conversation with my position coach, Coach JD. He was also a track guy, so he understood. He was a dual sport athlete at Fresno State for a while, too. I had a long conversation with him, and you know, he's smart. He's got all the experience, and he helped guide me to make that decision. And then, I don't know, I think it was that first phone call, honestly, with Coach Foster and Coach Winter. Those guys just, they loved me from the second. They knew everything about me, and I didn't know anything about them. Like, it's when you're a young adult, you know, I'm still 19, 20 years old. It's like, and people are talking about you, and they know more about you than you know about yourself. It's like, you know, where else would I want to be? And I look at the team that Coach Foster and Coach Winter created. It's like, why else would I need to go anywhere else? You know, no other team, no other coach that even did respond, you know, after I sent out, you know, I probably had 10 or 15 coaches respond. They all said the same thing. They were like, man, you're awesome, but it's been 2 years. Can you replicate it? I don't know. You know, maybe hit us up later, or maybe you can come walk on, you know, spend $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 for a semester because it's out of state. Coach Foster didn't dibble dabble in none of that. He went straight, hey, I want you. I know you can do it. Let's get to work. And I said, all right, let's do it then.
And here you are today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Talking with Gus Remlinger and Coach Robert Foster, track and field at Fresno Pacific University. I'm curious, Gus, the difference, right? You're a linebacker. Did you play a little running back?
Yeah, I play a little running back.
Little running back, get a couple carries there at Buchanan. What's the mentality like transitioning then from linebacker, where you're trying to hit somebody, trying to blow somebody up, right? Speed, side to side, and all that stuff, to then running sprints. Like, what did you take with you? What are some similarities? What are some differences?
Well, it's the explosiveness, you know, in terms of physicality, right? Physical ability. The explosiveness is that's what it is. In terms of mentality, like I said, it's just it's my world and you're living in it. I'm gonna do what's needed of me, and I'm gonna win. I don't care if you're my teammate. I don't care if you're the Azusa Pacific. I'm going win. And I think that's a lesson just football in general taught me. Like, it's your world. You know, you're gonna have to stop somebody else from doing what they want.
That's great. We got another couple minutes here with Gus and Coach. Coach is gonna be with the second segment as well. Gus, your all-time favorite athlete. So I don't know. I don't know what you're gonna say. You're gonna go track. You're gonna go football. You're gonna surprise us. Who do you got?
I got like two that I think of straight off the bat. One in terms of football is Azeez Al-Shaahir. He was the linebacker for the Niners, which is my favorite team. He's now at Houston. He is just a demon on that field. He don't care about nothing. He gonna beat you up. And so he's, in terms of mentality, I love his mentality. In terms of another favorite athlete, as a Filipino, I gotta say Manny Pacquiao. I gotta say, you know, all my Filipino athletes out there. I met one over the weekend in Reno, Nolan Crespo. There's hundreds of them. I could name so many. So any Filipino athlete, honestly, could also take that list.
Coach, what about for you? We'll get that question out of the way for you. I was gonna save that for the end, but who do you got?
GOAT. Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan. Because I love basketball. I watch basketball all the time. Probably I would say Edwin Moses.
Nice.
The 400 hurdler.
Yeah. How many races in a row?
Oh, my gosh.
Did he win? We're going to have to look that up for the next segment.
10 straight years, 10 or 12, 10 or 12 years straight, undefeated.
Do you know that name, Gus?
Heard of it, but yeah, I'm not a hurdler. I'm a sprinter, you know. So I don't dabble in that stuff. Yeah.
And I love him because he's just one of those mental giants. You know, it's just like, no, you're gonna have to kill me to beat me. And he put the work in behind the scenes and did everything that he needed to do. Took care of his body, and if you listen to his story, he's pretty impressive.
Have you ever met him?
I've never met him. Never met him.
I'm sure that's gonna be a life goal for you.
Oh yeah.
Love. All right. Hey, good stuff, guys. We're going to have to wrap up this segment. Gus, man, I'm a fan. I'm a fan of yours, and to hear your story and how you came to Fresno Pacific University, it's a great story, and I wish you nothing but the best. Best luck moving forward.
Thank you.
You bet. We're going to bring Gus back, too. We got some questions from Fresno Pacific students later in the show, so we're going to hear more from Gus. We're going to take a break, and we're going to bring on Avril Mendoza and Brooklyn Epperly. You're listening to the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN.
Welcome back to the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN.
All right, welcome back to the Sunbird Sports Show. Just had a great segment with Gus Remlinger and Coach Robert Foster. Coach Foster has stayed with us, but now we have Avril Mendoza, who runs the hurdles, and Brooklyn Epperly, a sophomore, and she throws, shot put, discus too.
Discus, right, so weight, when you say hammer, I do it all.
You do it all.
I
when you say
all.
Throws, you got to include everything, right?
Every single one, except for the javelin. I'm not great at that, but I still rock it. I still rock it, that's for sure.
Javelin's a thing in college, but not in high school?
No.
It's never. Oregon.
Oregon has javelin. They're the only state that has javelin.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm excited to hear your guys' story as well. But I want to talk about goals for the season. You guys had that meet last week in Nevada as well. I heard you guys did very well. So, Brooklyn, start with you. Like, how was that? How was that first meet for you? How did it kick off?
I felt the meet was great. Definitely a rust buster for me, at least, for sure. But my teammates did great as well. We were, unfortunately, we missed our coach. He was not able to attend that one. But I feel like we did really well just as a throws group and as a track team in general. Just on the throws side, we came out with 3 top 10 school records in the weight throw on Friday, which is incredible. I'm really proud of the boys. and myself for doing that, but we have bigger goals in mind for the next one as well. But overall, it was a great meet, great experience. Getting to throw with the big dogs. It's fun. It's fun for sure. But we're a part of the big dogs.
That's awesome.
We
That's
are. Great. So
That's great.
It was great.
Iron sharpens iron, right?
Yes.
You want to go against the best. Avril, what about for you? How do you feel like you performed?
Well, similarly to how Brooke said, we did, I think, really well that meet. It's always a little bit nerve-wracking knowing that, like, you're going against bigger, quote-unquote, D1 schools, but you just have to know that you're there because you're just as good or better. So just having that mindset of getting ready to compete really helps a lot. But I would say that I did pretty good in my events. I was a little bit nervous for the hurdles just because I had been working on technique a lot going into it, and I really wanted to excel in what I'd been working at. So I was lucky. I had Robert Foster, unlike the throwers.
He knows a thing or two about hurdles.
Yeah, he's might done know it before, a little bit. But yeah, I'm really excited to go back and compete again.
Awesome. Coach, what are your expectations and having these two young ladies on the team this year? What are you looking forward to coaching them this year with?
My expectation is April and May to win some more championships and to win some more championships and then on to the national rankings. So that's our ultimate goal, is to get to the nationals and repeat what we did last year or better, mm-hmm. at the very least. And high expectations.
Avril, your hurdles last year, you had a pretty good teammate,
yes.
right, to help you through that. Mm-hmm. And just talk about Brianna and just what that was like for you running with her as a, you know, she was a national champion and all that. And she was a guest on the show. She did a fantastic yes. job. Just, I mean, what was that experience like for you? And now she's helping you as a yes. coach as well. So cool yeah. story there.
I would say I'm extremely lucky that I got to be her teammate first before she started coaching, because she's helped me tremendously. I think we got along so well because we had a very similar work ethic. We both always wanted more than what I would say other people thought that we could achieve. So running with her and learning from her, especially, I've learned so many techniques from her. Like, we would be here forever if I started going into detail. But the biggest takeaway from like being around her, like as her friend, as her teammate, and now as her athlete, her student, I guess, has always been just that hunger, like always staying hungry for more.
Give me one example. You said we could be here forever, but what is one example? I want to get into some technical stuff here.
So running the 100-meter hurdles is very, very different from running the 400. You almost want complete opposite techniques. Mm-hmm. So one of the bigger things that I'm working on right now is being able to push through my steps to accelerate later on in the race too. So making sure certain legs come up when I need them to, and keeping my stride big and strong.
Is that stuff that when you were running in high school, Dinuba mm-hmm. High School grad, I'm from Dinuba yeah. as well, so we got that connection. Yeah. But is that stuff that wasn't even on your radar in high school? You're like, no. Man, this is next level stuff.
Yes, I would consider myself a newbie to track. I didn't take it seriously until my senior year of high school, and I didn't even start until the end of my junior year. I joined really late. So everything, especially my freshman year last year, was so new. I had no idea. There was so much technique that went into it. I just thought, okay, I'm gonna run or I'm gonna jump and everything's gonna be cool. But no, it's so much more.
Brooklyn, what do throws workouts look like? Give me some some examples.
My workouts start at 6:30 in the morning.
That's right.
By the way, so I'm up early every morning. But typically, a throwing workout would look like we start up with our dynamic warm up. So usually a lap around the track. So dynamic stretches, etc. Just like a little 30-minute warm-up, get your blood moving, get your body warm. And then for myself, I typically write in my journal what I want to accomplish for the day, how many throws I'm going to take, and what my technique goals are. So I'm really intentional with my session and my time because I do only have a couple hours until I go to class. But from there, it depends on where we're at in the week. So usually if it's a Monday or Tuesday, that's usually our high volume, heavy days of the week. So it could be like a heavier disc or a heavier hammer with higher volume, higher intensity, like 90% speed with, like I said, the heavy ball. But if we're later towards the week and we have a meet coming up, usually it's more of like an explosive, trying to stay sharp and ready for the upcoming competitions. But I typically aim for 20 to 25 throws a session, so not too much. But like I said, I'm very intentional with my time because you want to, you know, perfect the technique early on as you can. That way, when we're in the season, you don't have to worry about the technique as much, and you can just grip and rip.
Grip it and rip it.
Yeah.
And plus, you have classes to take and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, being a nursing major, so that we're both in that right now. So we're, I will say that it takes up a lot of our time, but we're good with time management. Yes. So
you have to learn that at this.
Yeah.
Level,
being a student athlete, especially in track, and being a nursing student in general, you have to have the time management, and you have to know like what your boundaries are. Like student comes before the athlete, and Foster does a really good job at that as well. And all of our coaches do, but I think the whole coaching staff they really support us through it all. So.
That's great. That's amazing. And Brooklyn, your journey to Fresno Pacific was a little bit different, right?
Yes.
This is your second year of college.
Yes.
But you were at, what, Cal Poly last year.
Yes.
So what did that look like for you, and how did you find yourself at Fresno Pacific?
Well, for starters, I'm really grateful for my time at Cal Poly. It was lovely. I mean, who doesn't love living on the beach? Like, it was amazing. I loved the team. Everyone was great. But it prepared me for, you know, another level. And it taught me discipline, accountability, different moments in life that were, I had some moments in life that, you know, that made it hard, and I was traveling back and forth from home. But during that transition, I was fortunate enough to have, you know, a good support system, like my high school coach, who I'm still very close with. Shout out Callan Duffy. Let's go. He's still really one of my really close people. I mean, I can text this guy any day and he's always there. But not just him, but my family. They've always been, you know, big support system for me. And making the decision to come home was hard. No one ever wants to go through that like ever again, but it definitely was a good decision. It helped me grow, and it guided me, you know, as an athlete, you know, through the process and all that. But Fresno Pacific was on my radar. I mean, I was recruited from high school with Coach Winter, Coach Hansen, like all of them, and it was one of my top schools, you know, at the beginning. But I wanted to experience life away first and see if that was something for me. But unfortunately, you know, I was guided back home, and I wouldn't trade it for the world. So I love it here. I love the team. The team is amazing. My teammates are awesome. Love those guys. And it's nice that we can all, you know, we could be, like, really important. Like, we can be really super with our time, like, on the field. But, like, we're really good friends outside. And I love that we can be that. I didn't really have that at Cal Poly. I didn't really have a good friend group. And that's what I found here. So I love being here. I appreciate the coaches for giving me a second chance on coming here. So,
and that's a theme. Let's be honest, right? Those that are familiar with the show, that's a theme that you hear from the athletes at Fresno Pacific University: the camaraderie, the companionship, the friendship. Those things really, really matter, and that's great to hear your story, Avril. What about for you? How did you first hear about Fresno Pacific, all the way from Dinuba, California, right? How'd you hear about Fresno Pacific University make your way there?
Well, since Fresno Pacific is so close to Dinuba, it was a school that I was aware about, I knew, but it was not my first choice. But it wasn't because I thought anything bad about it or anything. I knew it was an amazing school, beautiful beliefs. But just on the financial takes, I was like, okay, I'm from Dinuba, and I know what my parents do.
How is this even going to happen? Right?
Yes, and it just would have been impossible. So I'd already set myself to, like, COS or, like, a JUCO to start off with. But I didn't want to be at a JUCO. I saw what they had to offer, and they're great people, maybe good program. I didn't experience it. But I came on my recruit, and I met Foster, and I met Winter, and I could tell that the program, it was almost like a secret. Like, they were offering me something something bigger than what they were saying. So I was like, okay, I'm going to trust that I'm going to come here. And this was my only offer, too. It was this or COS. And I didn't want to go to a JUCO where everybody from my high school was going to go. So I was like, okay, I'm going to give Fresno Pacific a try. And I liked it. I mean, I think especially with track, and because I was so new to it, I just had to trust my coaches 100%. I had to trust the program and everything like that, because once you're in those blocks and the gun goes off, you have to resort back to everything you've already learned, and it's all just muscle memory because you don't have time to think during that race. So I've learned a lot and I've grown a lot with being with Foster and on the team. And I'm very excited with the way or the route that I'm on. I hope that it's just up from here. So yeah.
And it will, right? You get to run track and field.
She's gonna be a champion, that's for sure. And that's another thing I'll add is, like, me personally, when I came from Cal Poly, I got a lot of backlash when I entered the portal, just because I was a D1 athlete that transferred back home to a D2. And I personally, I took it personally for a little bit until I realized, you know, we are the same. I am still a college athlete. I still put in as much work as I do as everybody else. But what I found is that they actually treated me better here.
Mm-hmm. You're
emotionally, physically. Like, to me, when I was at Cal Poly, I wasn't nothing. But there was times where I was like, why aren't they taking care of me, you know? But here, I feel like, you know, they're taking care of us. We're just valued here.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate that. So
I would say so, too. It's really funny, actually. I wanted to go to Cal Poly, the same one that she went to. I reached out to the coach, and I sent him an email. And he emailed me back. And I can't remember his name. I cannot remember. But he told me, he was like, I like what you're running right now, but if you can run this time, and then he gave me a time, over your hurdles, I will offer you. And I was like, you know what? Okay, I can do that. So I went, and I ran, like, faster than the time that he had told me to run. But by then it was too late. It was the end of May, and he told me, you know what, like, I don't have anything to offer you. And I was like, okay, well, Fresno Pacific, here I come.
Well, to me, if I can interject here, that seems to me like he's only interested in a number.
Yeah.
Right? Where Coach Foster is interested in the person. Mm-hmm. Coach, can you just expand on that, what you look for in student athletes?
For me personally, it's not always talent, because I like to develop athletes, and the athletes that I normally get are your average athletes or the athletes that no one wants. And I just relish in that. It's just like, okay, keep watching. Keep watching. And, you know, like, come in and just do the work and it will show. And the coaches that we have, they're all pretty much the same way. They like to develop athletes. It's not about a dual meet. Yeah, we want to win. But if we don't win, it's okay. What'd you get from the loss? What did you learn from that situation? And okay, next time we'll do better. So for athletes like Avril, she was a stud in high school. like Avril, and others, it's like, oh, come on over. You said you want to do what? Do you know what that mean? Have you weighed the cost? And okay, let's go to work.
Girls, we have about another minute with you. We're going to bring in Gus. We got some more fun questions for you. how has Coach instilled that confidence in you? I know you could probably talk about 40 minutes on this subject, but how has Coach and your specific coaches done that for you?
I will say Tim has done a really good job at just checking in on each one of us. You know, we get texts from him. Like, when we were at the meet, like I said, we didn't have him there. I was sending him film, and he was just trying to calm our nerves down. And he does a really good job, like I said, checking in on us. You know, how are you doing? Like, how do you feel like you are progressing towards the season? And to me, that was it's a confidence booster for me, just because I didn't have that at Cal Poly. Like, I didn't have someone to be like, it's okay. Like, we got to get this down. Like, we got to keep moving, Brooklyn. You got to keep pushing. You're almost there. Like, I have a lot of confidence myself, but just having Tim as a coach has been phenomenal. But I also have a great private coach as well. She's been wonderful. So all these coaches have done a really good job, you know, just checking in on us. And with the team meetings we have, like, Foster always prays us in, prays us out, gives us a quote. The night before a meet, you know, he'll send us a thing or two about athlete mentality. But we love watching it right before bed. So, yeah.
Ever, what about for you?
I definitely dream about those videos right before I go to bed. But I think with Foster, he sets the foundation of like a team community first. It's all about that team atmosphere, team bond and all that stuff too. So it doesn't necessarily just have to come from him. You know, I feel like it would be almost like a faulty system if it only came from him, because you're going to be with your teammates the majority of the time. And I appreciate that a lot, because when you're nervous for the 4x4, you're nervous for any event, you turn to your teammate and you know, okay, I'm going to do my job. And when I give you that baton, I know you're going to do your job. So I have faith in you and you have faith in me. And it gives me the confidence for all of us.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's great. Coach Foster, man, I wanted to get into your Olympic stuff because you're a two-time Olympian for Jamaica. But next time, open invitation. I know. This is great. All right. Let's wave in Gus. I don't know where Gus went. But
he's probably playing the PS5.
Yeah, he might be. There he is. We got a foos table back there as well. So I'm going to throw it to Zach. I mean, it's been a while since we've done this. But Zach has some questions for the athletes here, for Coach Foster from the student athletes at Fresno Pacific University. He's got a what's next segment as well. So take it away, Zach.
What's up, guys? We have some questions that we've formulated from different athletes and students on campus. So our first question is for Coach Foster. Your motto for years now has been building champions. What kind of mindset does it take to be a champion?
Ooh, that's tough. The mindset it takes to be a champion is that of grit, day in, day out, perseverance. It's fine to be, to have that emotion and that drive and the determination in the beginning, but what happens after a week goes in and it's like, I don't feel like doing it anymore. That's where that grit and passion and the determination comes in. So that's the mindset of a champion.
Perfect. Thank you. Next one's for Brooke. As a Central East graduate, do you like the Bengals or Grizzlies mascot better?
I am a Grizzlies girl since day one. My dad graduated there. My grandpa graduated from Central West. I will never see Central as the Bengals. It will always be Grizzlies to me because both my school records are the Grizzlies. So thank you. That is my statement.
Thank you. And the last one's for Gus. What does it mean to be a Spartan? And could you elaborate for those who don't know?
Well, you know, a Spartan is just like a mentality. It's just an attitude. You know, I'm not even like the best Spartan. That really goes to Shane, our pole vaulter from COS. He's a Spartan. You know, he's going to get it done regardless. You know, it doesn't matter if one of your legs falls off, both your legs fall off, and your arms. Like, he's still going to find a way to win. We still going to find a way to do it. And we're still going to, you know, get it done.
Perfect. Thank you, guys. Oh, yeah. I mean, we have another question for Avril. How important is your cultural identity to you?
Okay. Very interesting. I think because it's a daily thing for me, I'm very involved in my family. And I think that's the number one thing that my culture really pushes is everything is family. Everything is about family. So I would say it's pretty important to me. I hold all of my loved ones really dear, and I love the food. That's all I got to say. Don't we
all love the Perfect. Thank you, guys. So what's next for the Sunbirds? Women's water polo continues their season opening matches with a trip up to Stockton to take on Pacific tomorrow night. Women's tennis plays against Fresno State on Friday night at 5 p.m. The matches will take place at the Fig Garden Swim and Racquet Club, with admission free for the spectators. Men and women's swim will be headed to Vegas for a dual meet at UNLV on Friday and Saturday. Finally, men and women's basketball will start a series of road games by taking on Menlo at Atherton on Saturday. Thank you. Back to you, Paul.
All right. Fantastic episode talking to the men's and women's, members of the men's and women's track and field team at Fresno Pacific University. Again, you guys can go back to Spotify or Apple or live on YouTube. We got the cameras right in front of us right now. Can't escape them. Could go back and listen to this episode. You could go back and listen to other episodes as well. Thank you guys for listening. This is a lot of fun as you guys are well aware of if you're fans of the show, or maybe this is even your first time listening, that Fresno Pacific University is a special place. The coaches really care, the professors care. We didn't even really get into the academic part on this episode, but I know for sure the professors care. They're interested in all the student athletes' lives. I know they leave Fresno Pacific University with not only a degree, but great young men and women that contribute to society. I can attest to that. Hey, I'm a grad too. I guess I've done a couple cool things in my life as well. But thank you guys for listening. Appreciate it. Thanks to Jorge for producing the show, Zach and Jackson for helping out here. Thanks to Gus Ramlinger, Avril Mendoza, Brooklyn Epperly, and Coach Robert Foster. It was a lot of fun, guys. Thanks a lot.
We appreciate you. Thank you. Thank
you. All right. Have a great rest of the week, everybody, and go Birds.
You're listening to the home of the Fresno Pacific Sunbirds, KFPT Clovis 790 ESPN.